all that we are is the result of what we have thought. The mind is everything. What we think, we become. Gautama Buddha. Hello, Lifebook VIPs. John Butcher here. Welcome to February in Lifebook's VIP program. As always, I'm so happy to have you here with me today. This month, I'm coming to you from the Kingdom of Swaziland, which explains the questionable recording quality of this audio. I'm sorry about that, but hopefully you'll appreciate the quality of the message, because I've got to tell you, this month we're exploring a powerhouse category. February is intellectual month here at Lifebook, and as you've heard me say so many times before, this is really one of my very favorite categories, one that's virtually ignored in the personal development world. And it's one that we should all take incredibly seriously and spend a lot of time developing. Because this is the category, VIPs, it's like your GPS. This category is your navigation system that will determine whether or not you achieve your life vision. As Lifebook members, we're aware of a fact that most people aren't even conscious of at all, and that is that as human beings, our ability to think is our primary tool of survival. Now, this is true in the big historical evolutionary sense, meaning we had to use our brains to invent tools to survive the ravages of nature. And that skill set led to just about everything we have in our civilization that makes our lives better, safer, healthier, and easier. And it's tripled our lifespan in the last few hundred years. The medicine we use, the shelter, sanitation, the farming that feeds us, and now the technology that allows us to do things that would just be considered magic a few centuries ago. And that all came from our brains. But not only is it true that your mind is your primary tool of survival in that big sort of historical sense, it's equally true on a practical, day-to-day, real-life basis. Last week, Missy and I were on a trip, a Lifebook trip, a safari in Kruger National Park in South Africa with our kids and a wonderful group of Lifebook VIPs. And Kruger Park is amazing, and it's one of the only parks in Africa that tourists can drive through on their own without a guide. There was a lady there last year. She was a tourist from Japan. She was driving through the park, and she came across a group of lion cubs in the bush. So she started taking pictures from her car, but she couldn't get the angle that she wanted. So she got out of the car. She walked into the bush and literally picked up these three little lion cubs, physically picked them up, lined them up so she could take better pictures of them. Can you guess what happened next? The mother lion charged out of the bush and killed her because the lion thought that she was threatening her babies. If you don't use your brain properly, you'll die. I mean, we all have the opportunity to do something ridiculously stupid every day of our lives. You know, from crossing the street without looking, to ruining relationships by not thinking, to damaging your health and fitness by behaving poorly, to just about any other unconscious or semi-conscious action that'll mess your life up or even end your life in certain extreme cases. I mean, I think of some of the stupid things that I've done in my life, and I thank my lucky stars that I got a second and a 10th and a 15th chance. I'm sure some of you could relate to that. So if you don't use your brain properly, if you don't think correctly, you're going to have real problems in your life. And on the other hand, using your brain correctly is absolutely the key to creating and enjoying that ideal life that you want to live. It's the key to achieving your life vision. I mean, you can't even have a life vision in the first place without thinking it through and defining what it looks like. And as you know, most people never do that, but we do. Lifebook members know at any point in time exactly what they want their lives to look like in every important area. And that is an intellectual accomplishment. It's an intellectual accomplishment of epic proportions. It's one of the best things that you can ever use your brain to do. And once you've used your brain to define the life that you want to live, you can then focus your intellectual powers on building that life step by step. And the very best way to do that is to harness the force of nature that controls that process, which brings us to our VIP principle of the month, the principle of cause and effect. The principle of cause and effect applied to your personal development says that your life is a result of your daily choices and actions. Your choices and actions are the cause. The life that you're living right now is the result. It's the hundreds of choices that you make and actions that you take every single day that have determined and will continue to determine all the outcomes of your life. It's not complicated, simple as this. Great choices and actions lead to a great life, and lousy choices and actions lead to a lousy life. You make good choices with your diet and exercise, you're going to be physically healthy. And if you don't, you won't. You make good choices with your money, you're going to be financially healthy. And if you don't, you won't. If you make the right choices as a spouse, as a parent, as a friend, you're going to have healthy relationships. If you don't, you won't. If you get out of the car in Kruger National Park in South Africa and try to line up three little lion cubs so you can take a better picture of them, well, we all know how that story's going to end. Your decisions determine your destiny. And that's the reason that your intellectual life is so very, very important. It's the linchpin. It's the key. Because every single action you take, whether good or bad, every choice you make, positive or negative, every accomplishment you experience, every setback or every mistake you make is preceded by a thought. Should I do this? Is this right for me? Is this going to yield a good result? What are the odds of my success here? Can I pull this off? Do I want this in my life? Doesn't matter whether it's a little decision or a really big decision. Your intellectual choices shape your life. Therefore, the more conscious you can be about that process, the better you can get your brain to work, the stronger you can make your intellect, the more rational you become with your thinking and with your decisions, the better your choices are going to be, and the better your life will be. Thinking is the key to shaping the life that you want. As I've pointed out before, that 12-category smart life that we're all after, that is not normal VIPs. That doesn't exist in the known universe on its own. It's an anomaly of nature. I mean, who do you know outside of the Lifebook community that has a life that's firing on all cylinders, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, romantically, in every category of life? I know exactly zero people outside the Lifebook community that truly live a life like that. And in my mind, creating and enjoying a life like that truly represents the ultimate human accomplishment, the foundation of which is thinking. Thinking about what you want, thinking about why you want it, thinking about the daily choices and actions that are going to get you there, thinking about the causes that create the effects in your life. Thinking, thinking, thinking. So I guess the moral to the story is that we better get used to thinking. We've got to embrace it. We got to make it our friend. And the really good news that I've discovered over time is that you can get better and better and better at thinking. Just like everything else in your life, developing your intellect takes practice, it takes discipline, and above all, it takes a commitment. You got to set aside time to think about your life, just to ponder things in your life. That's where the magic happens. And fortunately, for everybody listening to this audio, you've got a life book to stimulate and to organize and to activate that thinking process. Because at the end of the day, VIPs, life book is an intellectual process. It's a thinking process. It allows you to focus your mind and think through your life in a methodical, disciplined, deliberate, step-by-step manner and then organize that thinking so that you can act on it and make it so. And doing that, thinking about your life in a disciplined, deliberate, effective manner so as to shape it in the image of your values? Well, that's simply the most important and productive activity we could ever engage in. And for a conscious person, that process never ever ends. It just becomes your lifestyle. I mean, I've had my life book for more than 20 years now, and I can tell you from personal experience that thinking deeply about your life so you can make the right decisions to navigate it toward where you want it to be, it will always be required. Doesn't matter how far you go, doesn't matter how much success you create, doesn't matter how much you accomplish in your life. This is an ongoing process. I still spend hundreds of hours thinking about my life vision every year, and that's not an exaggeration. Hundreds of hours figuring things out in my life, solving problems, pondering, evaluating, doing my best to judge good decisions from bad decisions. And over years and years of doing this, it just become my lifestyle, part of who I am and part of how I do things. It's a never-ending process because it's been my experience that working on these 12 categories of my life over the years is just so rich and so deep with so much to explore that you simply can't master it. It's impossible to master it. You just develop this sense of awe, this kind of hyper-student mentality, almost like you're just standing in the face of the infinite, because no matter how much you accomplish in your life, there's always so much more that's possible for you. And it all begins with your intellect, VIPs. The way you use your mind. That's what separates Lifebook members from the people around us who are sleepwalking through their days with no vision of their future. They're semi-conscious of their daily choices and actions, half oblivious to the causes that create results in their life. Our intellectual life, that's what really sets us apart. It's the way we think that makes us different. So this month, let's really leverage that power that we have and use our amazing minds to become the success story that we were meant to be in every single important area of our lives. This month, our aim is to help you activate the power of your intellect by delivering some incredible content. We've got some really fascinating and inspiring videos, audios, exercises, and articles on your February VIP page. It is an absolutely beautiful page this month. First up is our inspiring category contributor of the month, Brian Johnson. Most of you know Brian from his much-loved and totally wisdom-packed Philosopher's Notes. This guy is one of the smartest guys I know. I just love talking to him. And this month, he's going to take us all on a journey to gain control of our minds with a video that he made called How to Get Your Mind Right. In this short presentation, Brian empowers us to learn how to put our attention where we want it, when we want it. And that is a huge skill, an incredibly important skill to develop. He shares his top 10 big ideas on how to do that in this video, and I think you're really going to love it. Next up is the fascinating article, 10 Unsolved Mysteries of the Mind. You know, of all the matter in the universe, the human brain is literally the most complex natural object we know of. It's comprised of more neurons than there are stars in the Milky Way galaxy. So it should come as no surprise that we're still a little bit in the dark when it comes to the science of the mind. In this article, we'll explore 10 of the most incredible unsolved mysteries of the human brain, from consciousness to cryonics, from why we laugh to our biological clocks. This article is really going to spark your curiosity and give you a sense of awe. If you're really serious about improving the quality of your thoughts this month, you can leverage one of the connector categories for your intellectual life, which is your health and fitness. In this month's post, Use Your Body to Change Your Mind, we dive deep into the connection between your body and your brain and reveal the powerful relationship between how you move and how you think. I discovered this connection in my own life a long time ago. I learned that the best way that I solve problems, the best thinking that I do, is when I'm moving, specifically when I'm walking. So I've made that a part of my intellectual strategy. Whenever I've got to figure something important out, I take off into the garden and I take laps around my yard until I figure it out. You can leverage your physiology to transform your intellectual life. And this article will show you how. Next up is an exploration of entertainment, namely television and the movies. Now, most people worldwide love watching TV, but there are some of us, the more evolved among us, that can be a bit hostile toward the screen. Lots of people have even kicked television out of their homes because they just don't think that it's healthy. But I gotta tell you, we believe that television is one of the best learning tools ever invented, and that we can use it to seriously increase our intellectual capacity if it's used right. That's why we've pulled together a list of 17 highly intelligent, thought-provoking movies this month, submitted by Lifebook team members. These movies make you think. They make you think about life. They make you think about your purpose in life. They make you think about the past. They make you think about the future. They make you think about our place in the universe. These are big themes, big ideas that are sure to spark your awareness, and they'll stick with you long after they're over. So be sure and check them out. And by the way, add your list of your favorite thought-provoking movies too by commenting on the bottom of the post. And while you're in the movie groove, head on over to our post, 5 Must-See Videos to Change the Way You Think About Thinking. Now, these videos are much shorter than movies, and they're geared toward real-life education. So get ready to stretch your mental muscles and immerse yourself in a world of intellectual expansion. These 5 mind-blowing videos cover a variety of topics, but they're all guaranteed to change how you view your mind. Next up is one of my personal favorite all-time intellectual strategies, and that's world travel. As you know from me talking incessantly about it and coming to you from crazy places in the world like Swaziland and Laos and the Philippines and Zimbabwe, I believe that world travel is the single most powerful 12-category smart, all-encompassing, incredible intellectual strategies you could ever apply to your life. This month, we're featuring an article called Why Travel Will Make You Smarter and More Fulfilled. This article reveals the mind-blowing connection between travel and intellectual growth. And as you may know, that's one of the reasons that we created Lifebook Travel, that we have these amazing travel experiences with Lifebook members. We've helped Lifebook members break out of their little worlds, push their limits, do something interesting and unusual and unexpected, and let me tell you, become way smarter in the process. This month, we've pulled together some of our very favorite Lifebook travel memories. We captured them in photographs and videos, which document over a dozen trips on all 6 inhabited continents. We really hope you enjoy our stories and pictures. And by the way, please keep an eye out for the awesome travel adventures we have in store for you in 2014. We're going all in on travel this year, VIPs. It is such a blast. It creates such incredible, unforgettable memories. And we hope that you can join us on at least one of these trips this year. Last, but certainly not least, backed by incredible popular demand, we're featuring Dr. Nathaniel Brandon's Sentence Completion Program. Whether you're new to sentence completion or you're a pro, this exercise can be deeply insightful and truly transformative. By subscribing to this free 2-week sentence completion series, you're going to receive 1 email per day with a list of sentence stems that you've got to complete, such as, if I bring more awareness to my life today, or if I am more accepting of my fears today. This process is incredibly powerful. It had a profound effect on me, and I know that it's had a profound effect on other Lifebook members too. You do these exercises daily, you're just about guaranteed to come out the other side with more insight, with more self-awareness, more self-acceptance, and more inner peace. Be sure to keep an eye out this month as we announce the challenge winners from our 2 most recent challenges. the 31-Day Dream Body Challenge, and the Vision to Reality Video Contest. The winners are going to be announced on the February VIP call, so I hope you can join us on that call. And they're also going to be featured on the VIP page. For more information on the contest and prizes, visit the Lifebook Library and click on VIP Challenges. And as always, Lifebook members, don't forget you got unlimited access to Lifebook's intellectual video for the entire month of February, where you can reconnect with your premise, your vision, your purpose, and your strategy in this incredibly important category of your life. Okay, let's go over your responsibilities for the month of February as a Lifebook VIP. First, make sure you report your progress from January. How'd you do on your goals last month? I hope that 2014 got off to a really great start for you. If you haven't already done it, be sure to click your progress link and fill out your monthly progress report this week so we can hold you accountable for doing what you say you're going to do. Second, set your goals for the month of February. As you've heard me say so many times before, goal setting is the most important single activity in the entire VIP system. It's the mechanism that we use to navigate toward our life vision. It's our tool to become the cause of the effect that we want. So click your goals link and set your goals for the month of February. Third, let's all commit as Lifebook VIPs to use our brains consciously and powerfully this month and think about our lives. Your mind is so incredibly valuable. It's so incredibly important. It's one of your greatest assets. So honor it and work hard to develop it. This month, set aside some time to think and think about everything that's important to you. Think and grow rich. Think and sculpt a beautiful body. Think and create an extraordinary love relationship, an extraordinary financial life, an extraordinary character. Use your amazing mind to become the success story you were meant to be in every important area of your life and become a light to the people around you. Show them what's possible for someone who knows how to use their intellect properly. Until next time, VIPs, on behalf of everyone here at Lifebook, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you have a great February. I'll see you in the Lifebook Forum, and here's to your extraordinary life.